handful of actors from Theater Horizon in Norristown asked playwright Stephen Solomon how they should deliver their lines, and this is how he directed them. Solomon is on the autism spectrum, and he has a hard time verbalizing, but he knows how to get his point across. He is asking his actors for a high-energy, frantic delivery.
I'm about to say really funny lines.
Sometimes the vocalizations are not typical to my ears or yours, the intonation or sometimes the repetition of words.
That is Tasha Milkman. She's an actor and teacher with Philadelphia Young Playwrights.
It's kind of amazing sometimes to when you think someone's not in tune to what the conversation is in the group, and then all of a sudden you realize they absolutely are. They're just expressing that in a different way.
In this 6-week workshop, the teaching artists with Philadelphia Young Playwrights are helping 7 students, all adults with autism, write short one-act plays. And it isn't easy. Most of the students in this class have vast, sprawling stories in their heads. Because of their condition, they tend to replay those stories over and over and over, constantly reviewing, but never really getting it down. By making them write a short scene with a beginning, middle, and end, which is 2 or 3 characters, Milkman says they get knocked off that repetitive treadmill and really get into some creative thinking.
Some of the students are very, very excited about a specific story or one movie that they've seen or a genre of TV show or something like that. And I think that some of them are struggling to find their own story in the inundation they have with other people's stories.
Lena Kallner is one of those students. She's writing a short play, but really, it's an excerpt of a much larger epic story she's been building in her head for years.
It's really a transcript of a TV show, honestly, called Real Time with Darby Green. Real Time is spelled with 2 E's. Essentially a parody of entertainment reporting.
Kallner, who's 20, has autism, and she watches a lot of TV, a lot of TV. She has internalized the characters and plots from a huge number of TV shows, and she uses them for material for her own story about this entertainment news program, which is really a bunch of made-up TV shows nested inside this made-up TV show.
I also create a fake fan following for a fake TV show in the story. Completely fake actors playing fake characters in the story. The best way to describe it is Homeland meets Game of Thrones. It's a story about how they use psychics to combat terrorism.
Kallner talks fast, and she thinks fast. Sometimes it can be hard to follow her. Okay. But that's the point, says Theater Horizon artistic director Aaron Riley.
Their take on the world is so innovative and incredibly personal and unique to them. I learn something new about this world every time I'm in this class with these students.
The plays written by students with autism are performed once by professional actors at the end of each workshop. I'm Peter Crimmins for The Pulse.